going to give some thoughts here on major challenges or key issues that have faced agricultural journalism and communications during my career. The first one I'll address deals with the challenges that I think have been facing the commercial farm periodicals and publishers. I think that adjusting to increased specialization in the farming enterprises has been one of the key areas, because it's been a revolution, as you know, out there on the farm. From what, half of the national population on farms to a point today at which 2% of them. Well, how do the commercial farm periodicals adjust? So I think they have, they are, and I think that's been a key challenge facing them. I think this shift that I mentioned to free controlled circulation, the foundation, the financial foundation for commercial farm publishing, has been a major challenge. It has brought with us increasing ethical issues, particularly related to the influence of advertisers and advertising on the content of agricultural periodicals. And I think adjustment to the new competitive media. We have this whole area of direct marketing where marketers may go not through advertising in farm periodicals, but go through direct media directly to customers on the farm. In terms of challenges to farm broadcasting, they've been tremendous. Early farm radio was kind of like extension broadcasting. It was mainly non-commercial. And over the years, with commercially sponsored farm broadcasting, we've seen the role of farm broadcasters change to a point at which they're not only reporting agricultural information, they're voicing commercials for their sponsors. Farm broadcasters have really had a challenge in adjusting to the programming priorities of the stations for which they work. Envision these large metropolitan stations that first housed farm broadcast departments, and the changes they've gone through trying to figure out where does farm programming fit into the programming of a large metropolitan station. Now farm broadcasting is based more in the farm programming networks, specialized networks that they're syndicated to stations, and they're housed more in smaller market, smaller stations throughout the country. And I think another challenge for the farm broadcasters has been increasing ethical issues as they've tried to find their way as journalists in this environment of commercial-based farm programming. This section deals with challenges that I have seen during my career facing those working in agricultural public relations and advertising. I think that one of the major challenges has been trying to adjust to the concentration of agri-firms and organizations in agriculture. These concentration trends are playing out into reduced budgets for communications, understaffing and overwork in the communications work, challenges in organizational communications, international marketing strategies of these large, often international ag marketing firms. I think the integration of the roles between advertising, public relations, sales, and sales promotion, this tendency over the years to integrate these more has been a challenge facing professional communicators in these fields. I think that media selection for those working in advertising in particular is made more complex and difficult in the face of mushrooming channels for the flow of agricultural information to producers and to a larger and more diverse set of markets. These audiences are smaller in number, larger in the size of farming enterprise, more specialized, more demanding, and better informed. And I think dealing with increased involvement of the general public in affairs, agricultural, food, and other affairs that agricultural marketers deal with is a major challenge of our time and during my career. I appreciate the chance to share some of my thoughts about challenges that I have seen and experienced facing research and extension communications efforts within agriculture colleges and other public agencies, government, USDA, and so on. I see challenges and have experienced them in the eroding public-supported financial base for agricultural research and extension, especially at national and state levels. It started out with experiment station publications, editing, bulletins. Well, look at what's happened since then. We saw the introduction of news services through extension, photographs going to the media, radio services, television, film, video, graphic design, telecommunications, distance education functions of our ag information offices, software development that our communicators are expected to provide, website management. I mean, the array of needs has just broadened tremendously during my career. I would put high on the list of accomplishments and challenges, and that is the nurturing, the teaching, and academic programs in agricultural journalism and communications on our campuses. And I think that these units have done so in the face of pressures that have separated the academic from the professional or information services functions of those universities. I also see challenges over my career in the dwindling priority of extension and public service in this land-grant triumvirate of teaching, research, and public service. One dimension of that concern and challenge has found communicators pushed off the academic tenure ladder of many universities and has deprived them of the opportunity to contribute and to grow professionally through participation, not only in the professional services they can provide, but through the teaching and education they can provide and the research they can provide. And finally, I would point to the challenges facing these university-based communications units in an increasing public relations role. This section deals with how communications, broadly speaking, has changed the most during my career. We've seen a revolutionary stream of new media during my career, and these channels of communicating have become increasingly abundant and complex. The existing media have not disappeared. Instead, the existing media have changed. They've looked for and found new niches that capitalize on their unique advantages as media. And for example, in the online electronic era, newspapers and other traditional print media are struggling to examine and redefine their roles. Communications policies of our government have become less oriented to public service and more oriented to open market enterprise. Media ownership and power have been increasingly concentrated to the point of creating oligopoly structures that raise questions of public policy. And the role and practice of independent journalism has been eroded seriously through the drive for profit, competition for audiences, economic constraints, and other pressures. I think the watchdog role of the independent media in democratic society has faded. What are some of the strengths of the Ag Communications Program here at the University of Illinois? The program has been blessed by some able and dedicated professional communicators. This program has, over the years, offered an unusually broad and comprehensive array of communication services for its faculty. The communicators have provided a high level of creativity in the approaches they brought to their communication services. I think this unit in Illinois has an unusually strong tradition of international involvement and sensitivity to the role of international communications in agriculture and rural development. Also, the Illinois program has a strong belief in professional service. That's was reflected in the fact that early in my career here, this program served as host office, national office for ACE, and that's just reflecting part of that commitment. I've always liked the fact that here at Illinois, there has been a strong agriculture college and a strong communications college on which to build a program. And the location of this program has been a strength because the employment market for graduates has been very good, consistent across the years. Another strength of the Ag Communications Academic Program may involve the comprehensive set of courses that we've developed at the graduate and undergraduate level over the years. I think also our faculty have tried to have an active research agenda, and the development of the Agricultural Communications Documentation Center would be, I think, one of the strengths of the program here. Active contact with alumni over the years and with the professional field has been a high priority for the teaching faculty here. Since 1970, we've tried to work actively in our international involvement of students and faculty. What are some of the major challenges that have faced the Agriculture Communications Program here at the University of Illinois? I think gaining budgets adequate to provide the needed communications support and the expanding needs of the college have been, that's been a major challenge. Keeping up with emerging media in support of the college. How to provide an integrated rather than a piecemeal kind of communication support for clients, for faculty, and other clients of the college. I'm talking here about trying to achieve more of a consulting communicator role rather than that the role of simply an order taker. And finally, I'd mention the challenge of helping these academic professionals gain an appropriate place at the academic table. Now, in terms of challenges facing the academic program, the teaching and research, one of the main ones was trying to conceive and pursue an academic base for this brand new program that was taking shape in the early 1960s. I think exploring linkages among the various academic fields has been a challenge on our campus and elsewhere, I believe. I'm talking here about the related fields of agricultural communications, extension education, agricultural education, and leadership development. I think that nurturing strong relationships with our parent discipline of journalism and mass communications and partnering with the College of Communications has been a continuing high priority need and a challenge for us. I don't mean that in a negative sense, but it's always on the agenda. And finally, dealing with an administrative restructuring starting in the mid-1990s that separated the academic and the communications support functions and put the academic unit into a multidisciplinary department where it didn't flourish has been a major challenge here at Illinois.